I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the stream to shoot in the dark.
Hello, and welcome to the next of our daily devotionals in a series that we called Songs for the Journey.
What can the righteous do?
Question. Do you have a tendency to take on too much? In any journey of any real length or difficulty, you need to give an appropriate amount of time to stopping and resting. I am not sure that I am particularly good at that. Now, don't get me wrong, I like time off. Holidays can be fun. I enjoy sleeping. But I also think that I can be quite driven to performance and productivity, and I do enjoy my work. There's nothing wrong with that. But I am also naturally over-ambitious, and one of the consequences of that is that I could be prone to take on too many things, and some of the things that I have took on in the past have took longer and used more energy and resource than I thought they would. As well as this, in my younger days, I may have been more able to burn the candle at both ends and occasionally in the middle and get away with it, but I can't do it so much now. It is good to be committed to doing a good job with whatever tasks life presents us with, and even more so when we see that work as important and God-given. And apart from his courage and his incredible oratory and leadership gifts, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was an incredibly hard worker. As well as the remarkable external pressures he faced, those that knew him best suspected that he was also very internally driven and had that workaholic tendency. And although to a degree I sympathise, I do not see that as a badge of honour. In many of the Psalms, we come across the mysterious Hebrew word Selah. Psalm 68 is one example of this, and it begins, "May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us. Selah. That your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth." Selah. In many translations of the Bible, Selah is one of the few words that is not translated into its English equivalent, perhaps partly because, although there are several theories, nobody really knows what it means. My favourite suggestion, though, is that it is a musical term, meaning to pause, rest, and reflect. I probably need to do that more often. If we are not good at stopping and pausing ourselves every now and then in life, something may happen to enforce that. And that could be an illness or an unexpected redundancy or a global pandemic. But however it comes about, chosen or otherwise, that opportunity to pause and rest and reflect can be deeply useful. May we find ways to take that opportunity where we can and should. May God help us all.
For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteous deeds, the upright shall behold.